Well, not too long to go now until the 2011 JP Morgan Asset Management Premiership Rugby 7 Series, the second running of this tournament, and I guess great excitement and anticipation ahead of what should be a cracking 4 weeks of rugby.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a different format to the one that most rugby watchers are used to. It's the introduction of the sevens and using the Premiership clubs. On the international scale, it's been going fantastically well with the series that takes place around the planet. It's really making rugby a global game, and now we're doing it at the Premiership level, which is outstanding. It's a great opportunity on a variety of levels. One, for sort of the youngsters to come through who are just scrapping for their places in the senior squad, to get a chance, you know, in front of some pretty decent crowds at a very high level, to display their wares to the boss just before he sort of makes some big decisions about who he wants for a final squad for the season. Then it's introducing rugby to a new audience, really. And on a Friday night, perfect. We hope the weather will hold for all the events. I know we're kicking off down in Bath, a glorious West Country evening, a burger, a pie, a pasty, and then watch 3 hours of spectacular rugby with players who, in reality, 2 or 3 years' time, are going to be wearing England jerseys. There's no doubt about that. So this will be the first glimpse for a lot of those guys.
Yeah, absolutely. It really is one, isn't it, where we can see some hopeful stars of the future on display. And you touched on it there as well, Will, obviously, you know, £10 tickets, £5 for children, plenty of family entertainment as well. It's going to be good all-round entertainment, and also the Sevens format with its quick-fire kind of discipline really leads to that, doesn't it?
Tremendously so. I think rugby days, rugby grounds are fantastic places to spend time with the family. I mean, 7:30 till 10:30 might exclude the 2 and 3-year-olds, but I think occasional Friday night out with your mum and your dad for the 8, 9 and 10-year-olds, and to witness this sort of high-level, high-speed, high-scoring rugby, it's something that it'll be a tremendous family evening out. I grew up in and around the rugby field and can highly recommend it to anyone who's thinking about popping down. And the quality will match the sort of the excitement. You're not going to get a 3-all penalty fest. This is 5 tries against 4, and you'll see people running at full tilt, some tremendous physicality thrown in. It really is the best of rugby thrown into the pot for novice rugby fans, and for those who've been watching it for a lot of time, for many years, it's great to see so much open, expansive rugby on one evening. It's a great format. I think it's a great competition, a great idea from Premiership Rugby to try and get some summer rugby going, and there's no better format now it's included in the Olympics than Sevens.
Exactly, yeah, it really is such a growing sport. And just finally on this side of things, if we can, Saracens won the JP Morgan Asset Management Premiership Sevens last year. I know there's no direct correlation necessarily, but of course they went on to win the Aviva Premiership for the first ever time, so that's a nice little statement of intent, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like football with a charity shield. You want to, if you can get a trophy on the board almost before the season started, then it absolutely spreads within the camp. If the guys come back winners, and the final is played at Twickenham, the guys come back winners from Twickenham, the excitement, the buzz around the club will lift. They'll think, wow, this is what our younger guys are doing, this is what some of our senior guys have allowed these guys to believe, having had their victories. It really is I don't know if you can say a vicious circle of success, but the confidence just breeds off confidence, and you walk into training, shoulders back, chin held high, thinking, yeah, this club is going places. It's a great opportunity to get a trophy in the cabinet before the 15-a-side season starts, and it's just a wonderful format of the game.